This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Another candidate interview today as we check out local races, statewide races as well. Virgil Osborne, I'm looking at three things at once here and not getting any of them right. Virgil Osborne running for state representative. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Carl, thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, give listeners a little bit of information about yourself, your background, some of the things you've been involved in.
Yeah, you bet. So, born and raised Douglas County, actually born in Roseburg. I've been here my whole life, went to Umpqua Community College, Douglas High School, that type of thing. And I've been pretty active. Of course, I have a career here. I work for FCC Commercial Furniture and have been there for 22 years. And I also own a small business. We do four-wheel drive, off-road parts, accessories, that type of thing. But been pretty involved with the community. We do, our business does a scholarship fund for kids, and then myself, I serve on the Sheriff's Department search and rescue team. I'm the chairman of the Douglas County Planning Commission. I worked for the Winston Planning Commission earlier in early 2000s, and it's been pretty involved in the community in a lot of ways.
So doing all that, that seems like its own fairly full plate.
It's very full plate. People ask me when I sleep, and I tell them, you know, there's time to sleep when you die. So I don't sleep much. I stay pretty busy. But, you know, community service has always been an important thing to me. My parents raised all of us kids kind of to think the same way, and it's just a super important thing to me.
So what led for you to decide to run for state rep?
My biggest reason for making the decision was, you know, I just really love Douglas County. I love it here. I was born and raised here. I hunt. I fish. You know, I do a lot of, you know, stuff in the woods. And I like our way of life. And it feels to me like we need to fight for that. And I'm not sure that we were doing a really good job of that. So my intention on running is to preserve our way of life we have here. You know, we're a timber town. We always were when I was growing up. And we cut trees and we grow trees better than anybody else. So things like that are important to me.
What do you think the role of the legislature should be?
Well, I think the role of a legislator really needs to be to represent the community that elects them. And, you know, you have to be able to negotiate. You have to be part of the process without alienating yourself, you know, going one extreme or the other. But you also have to represent everybody in the district that you are elected in. And that includes everybody, not just your party. That's everybody in the district.
And do you feel like the legislature is working that way?
You know, unfortunately right now, the state is mostly under Democratic control. I mean, it's kind of a trifecta. We have a Democratic governor, the House and the Senate are both heavily lean Democratic in the numbers. And I feel like we need to do a heck of a lot more fighting for the Republican Party here. So, no, I don't think it's right now, but I think we can start a movement to change that.
What are some of the concerns you have about the direction the state's been heading?
To me, I see the state heading, I see things happening in this state that I just don't like seeing. And, you know, we allowed, you know, drug use to be a normal thing here in some ways we did go ahead and approve marijuana. But beyond that, we've actually went to the point where we're not really making felonies out of people that are doing heroin and other narcotics, that type of thing. And in my opinion, I think we've gone the wrong direction there. I think we need to work on cleaning up some of that stuff. That's important. And I think some of that causes our homeless problem that we have too. And I don't feel like the state has been working in the right direction to take care of those problems. So I'm hoping to make an influence on that.
What about the state's role in the business community?
Well, you know, the state, one of the things that's really important is to diversify, and I feel like that's another thing we need to do here. We need to take care of our local businesses, and I think the state needs to acknowledge the fact that we do have businesses here that you know, the timber industry, for instance, needs to continue on during the process of revitalizing and making progress towards other things like solar energy or, you know, electric cars, that type of thing. That's all going to happen, but we need to take care of what we have here as well.
And do you classify Oregon as a business-friendly state or not?
Honestly, I think it has some work to do. I think our county, I think this district is fairly business-friendly, but I think the state in general needs to, we need to reach out and try to bring in some more diversity in business. And you know, some of that's in tax breaks and incentives to do that kind of work.
And just recently, the state revenue forecast came out, a big number there. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I think that are you referring back to the kickback tax, that type of thing?
Right, just in terms of how much money is going to be coming in.
Yeah, you know, I haven't reviewed it. To be honest with you, I can't really answer that question honestly. So,
talk about if you were in Salem, what would you focus on? What would be the big issues you'd want to kind of spend a lot of your time on?
So I think one of the most important issues, and again, I'm going to go all the way back to being a legislator for this district. I think one of the most important issues that we really have is the homeless situation. It needs attention. We need to go after the root cause of what's causing that problem. I know when I grew up here as a kid, you know, we didn't have that problem, but we do now. A lot of that root cause is drug-related. There's other issues, mental health, that type of thing. So human services committees, that type of thing, is what I want to be involved with. I want to be involved with the wildfire recovery situation. I mean, we have forest management issues that are not being handled well because of different, you know, entities that are blocking things and what have you. Those are very important things for this community, for this district, and it needs a lot of attention. So my intention is to be involved in that.
Do you think the state should play a bigger role in trying to influence the federal direction in forest management?
I'd love to see the state do that. I think in forest management, I think in this state, it's really a county-oriented decision. And I think Douglas County, our commissioners, I think they know best what's best for this county. I know that in our forests, our you know, Forest Service properties and BLM properties, we're not logging them right now. And we planted a lot of trees back in the 70s, and we did not go back because of the spotted owl. We did not go back and take care of thinning those trees. So this county knows how to handle that. I think that we should take the gloves off and let that be managed locally as opposed to necessarily going through the state.
But do you think getting the federal government to make some changes and decisions, are you going to get more traction there coming from the county or from the state?
Well, I think it's driven by the county, but I think the federal government certainly has a big role to play in it. You know, one of the things, environmental groups tend to sue the federal government for just to block a timber sale or to block a cleanup, but there's some of that going on right now. I think the federal government needs to understand that there's things that are more important than blocking a timber sale. You know, we need to manage that land, and I think the state could take a bigger hand in that for sure. And, you know, there's a committee in the state, the Agricultural Land Use Water Committee. I would like to be involved in that as well, because I think those are important decisions.
Have you had a chance in the past, and obviously a lot of things have been virtual the last couple of years, but to watch the legislature in session?
I have. Just recently, we did the redistricting process, so I actually spent a fair amount of time watching that. You can actually watch it online, and it's interesting to learn how things work up there. You know, and there's a lot of work to be done for sure.
You know, what was it like to kind of watch the, you know, just sort of see what that room is and think about what it would be like if you were in there?
So, you know, I have a long history of being involved in the public, so I'm not intimidated by being involved in something along those lines, and I feel like I want to get there and get on with the work. I think I can do a lot of good there. I think on a negotiation side, I think I'm really good at it. It's what I've done for my entire career, and I'm anxious to get there and get started.
What kind of aspects of your background do you think would help you as a legislator?
So I've been asked that question a lot, and I'll have to go back to when I was in my early 20s, I made the decision to get into sales. And I've spent the majority of my career since then, pretty much all of my career since then, either building brands or working in sales. And you know, I've done business with corporations such as McDonald's, and they're maybe one of the toughest, in my opinion, toughest organization on the planet to actually do business with. I'm good at getting to the point of negotiating to yes, and I don't take no that well. So I think that I can bring my skills and what I've learned and my experience with business to the legislature. I think I can make things happen. I'm very good at building, you know, good relationships as well.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Virgil Osborne with us, running for state representative. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue later today, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. On tomorrow's program, another candidate for Governor Bob Tiernan will be our guest here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Virgil Osborne running for state representative with us this afternoon. Been talking about your background, some of your interests. One of the things that lawmakers face under the current model in Oregon is that sometimes it's hard to get people to run for the legislature because essentially it's a part-time job that is in some ways not so part-time. You've got a job, you've got a business, you do all these other things. How do you put this into the mix of your life if you're elected?
Well, like I said, Kyle, I don't sleep. So I have arranged my business. So my business is a family-owned business, and I actually have one of my relatives that actually runs my operation. So she is going to be taking over the business, and we're going to continue on just as we are in that department. I actually have people that I've hired on the outside that come in and handle, you know, the finances and that type of thing for me as well. With my sales at FCC, that's going to continue on. I'll be working as an independent contractor to FCC. That's an outside sales. It's pretty much what I do now because I work from home as it is. So there will be some changes. There's probably some committees and some organizations that I'm involved in that I might have to back away from so I can go do this work. But this is very important work to me, and I really want to get this work done. I want to do this work for the state and for our district.
I know you mentioned being involved in search and rescue. I'm curious how you ever got into that area.
Yeah, so I have been involved in search and rescue since the early 2000s. We had a 4x4 unit, and that's one of my hobbies is I do a lot of four-wheeling, off-road, backcountry stuff. And probably around 2015, 16, the 4x4 unit hadn't been very active. And I got a call one time from dispatch, and they said they had a search going and they needed my help. So I went on that search, and what I found out was they had 3 searches going on at one time, and we were really taxed. So the Sheriff's Department asked me if I would be willing to put together a 4x4 team. And then, so since then, I have done that, and we have a pretty robust 4x4 team. And I also work with the Snowcat as well. So I run the county Snowcat with another team. And it's that's kind of my involvement in it. I work with all of the different entities of search and rescue.
What do you find most interesting about doing that?
You just never know what you're going to get into. The most interesting thing is when you get that call out, you just know you're going to try to save somebody's life or, you know, potentially bring somebody back. But you just never know what you're going to get into. And so it's a little bit of a rush to do that. But, you know, our motto that's over our shed, it says, these things we do so others may live. And that's what we live by.
And when you're out doing that, obviously, there's not a lot of advanced planning when these situations happen. You don't usually know that somebody's going to go missing Thursday at 4 o'clock.
No, that's very true, especially when we have these weather events. A few weeks back when we had the snowstorm, we pretty much were out for the better part of 5-6 days without, I mean, one team would come in, another team would go out. And you have to be able to think on your feet, and you have to be able to handle an emergency situation and respond appropriately.
I imagine you get to really learn what a lot of our outdoor areas are like then.
Yeah, so I've probably touched just about every area in Douglas County, and if it's in the craziest, wildest place that you don't think anybody would ever go to, I've probably been there. And, you know, that's just what we do, and we train under pretty harsh conditions so that we make sure we're prepared when we do get called out. A lot of those times it's nighttime. In fact, most of the time we're working in the dark.
And is there enough people involved with search and rescue right now?
So, yeah, we just brought in a new group of people that they're kind of going through the academy and learning. I don't know the number of folks total. I think it's around 120 is what we have involved right now. But, you know, everybody has jobs and careers and things that they have to do. So not everybody's always available at one given time. So you try to have enough people to cover when typical searches will get, 10 people.
And when you think about the legislature and going through, right now there's no Republican opposition and you've got one Democratic candidate running so far, what kinds of things are you planning to do this spring campaign-wise?
So we're gonna hit the trail and keep the pressure up. We started early on the Republican side. I'm very conservative, very strong Republican, and we're gonna continue to do fundraising events. We're gonna do. We actually have some more town hall type meetings scheduled. We're gonna actually hit the ground and go out and go door to door. I want the people in Douglas County to know that I'm here for them. This is not about me. There's not enough money in this to make it a job or a career. I'm doing this for the people of Douglas County and in our district.
And as you have talked to people so far about your run, about what you'd like to do, what have you heard from them about their concerns?
So, you know, the biggest concern locally that always comes up, well, there's several concerns, but one of the things that comes up over and over and over again is the homeless situation, and it's a real problem, and everybody wants to know what are you going to do about that? You know, the drug problem comes up, too. In Douglas County, particularly, we have a real problem with the cartel right now because of the, you know, we've legalized marijuana, but we are not regulating it like we should, although I know our county's reaching out trying to do that, and our sheriff's department does a fantastic job of the work they do, but those are a couple of the really big things, and of course, you know, the rest of the list is tax related and what have you. It kind of goes down the list.
And when you look ahead to being in Salem, what do you think the relationship between lawmakers and the governor should be?
Well, you know, you can take a couple of different approaches at that. You can be a productive person as a lawmaker, and you can actually, you know, work with the governor. You know, the governor's the governor. I don't always get a chance to pick and choose who the governor is going to be, so I'm hoping that it's Republican this year. It may not be. I hope it is. And I think what you have to do is try to build a relationship and make it a two-way street. You're not always going to like every law that's made. You're not always going to like every decision that's made. But you can certainly be respectful of the position and try to work with them as opposed to against them.
Talk about efforts you're seeing as a candidate now in the GOP ranks to pull in and win some more races this year.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great year for Republicans right now. You know, we have we have a real issue with this, the COVID mandates and the school board issues that we've had, that type of thing. People are tending, especially unaffiliated voters, are trending toward the Republican side. So I think if you are a Republican candidate for a position on, could be the school board, could be, local boards, committees, that type of thing, I think it's a time to move forward and let yourself be known and get on those committees. And I think we're seeing it.
Do you see if additional Republicans win some seats that the legislature might look a little different in the session next year?
I hope so. We've got a ways to go. It's an uphill battle. I mean, it's like a two-thirds, one-third deal right now. But I think it's got to be a start. We have to move that direction. I think the number one thing that could make the biggest difference is a Republican governor, and I hope that we end up with one.
Of course, Oregon has not had one since Bicotea in the 80s.
It's been a while, yes.
And so there's a question there. And during that time, the state seems like it's polarized more in this sort of progressive urban conservative rural divide.
Yeah, it's tough. The laws are being made they're being made in Portland and in the large population centers. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important for this district to be heard. We need to stand our ground and make sure that we have people here that are going to support us and represent us. You know, the cap and trade thing is coming back around, and that type of a law is going to really destroy some of our local businesses. I mean, you know, if you drive a diesel log truck or a Caterpillar in the woods, that type of thing, a yard, all of a sudden you're going to be under a whole different set of rules. People in Portland don't know that, and they can't know that unless somebody represents it and lets them know that. And believe me, I have every intention on doing that.
About 30 seconds left. If people want to find out more about you, some of your ideas and your plans, how do they get connected with you?
So the best way is to go on our website, virgilosborne.com. There is donation sites on there as well, and my platform is on there, and that's the quickest way to do a little bit of reading about me. I'm on Facebook as well, Virgil Osborne Candidate on Facebook. I'm always available. My phone is always available. If somebody would like to speak to me or ask me questions, feel free to do that.
All right. And what's the website address again?
VirgilOsborne.com. And that's VirgilOsborne.com.
All right. Virgil Osborne. I almost did it again. 1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.